Panties.
And panties, okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
From the side that's salted but not smoked. Middling.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog drove and hog's head, things like that?
Well, south meat is what we usually call it, south meat. South.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The pit.
And what about the same thing if it's in a peach?
Well, it would be a stone, I believe.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Clam.
And how about one that comes?
A freestone.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans.
And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
The lima bean, as we call a lima bean, there's several different kinds of beans, you know, that do have to be shelled, but I just have in mind the lima bean.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
The tops? No, all I ever call them were the tops of leaves.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and you eat it in your hands?
Shucked and cooked and you eat it in your hand. Corn on the cob.
Do you have chipmunks or grinnies or ground squirrels in Jasper County?
Chipmunks? I don't know. I couldn't really say because I really don't know. I've heard of a ground squirrel, but I'm not familiar with either of those.
Uh-huh.
But I'm quite sure they're somewhere here because I've heard my grandfather speak about ground squirrels.
Okay. What's a little animal with a white stripe down its back that smells bad?
Oh, that's a skunk.
Okay.
The polecat, another name for.
Okay. What do you call a little creature about that big around that just hops along the ground?
Frog.
Okay. Now, would you make a distinction between the one that lives on the land and the one that lives in the water?
Well, the one that lives on the land, let's see now, one is a toad frog and one is a bullfrog. Now, let's see. The toad lives on land, I believe.
Okay.
And the bullfrog lives in the water, I believe I'm right. The toad.
What do you call a small frog that lives up in trees and makes a chirping noise?
Well, on the name I've ever heard were tree frogs. And I guess that's what they would be. I don't know whether that's the correct name for them.
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait?
Wrigglers is one name.
And what about great big worms? Are those the wrigglers?
Let's see. It's a big worm they use called grubs. I've heard it called a grub worm. I don't know whether that's the same one or not. But it's a big, short, fat one called grub ones. I don't know too much about them because I don't bother with ones. I don't like them. But I know they call them wrinkles.
Okay, fine. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
Let's see now. We call them lightning bugs. There's another name for them. I think it was Will-o'-the-Wisp. No.